many films these days, there's lots of sex and violence, isn't there? But there's too much of that, some people say. Personally, I can't get enough of it. I love that stuff. But when I'm when I'm fed up with flesh, I'm not afraid to turn to fur. And so I knew you were a fervert. This weekend saw Paddington 2.
Did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't fall asleep.
Not once?
No, not once.
Did you close your eyes for a ridiculously long time and call it just blinking?
I did actually fall asleep. But I only fell asleep for a small part.
I haven't even dared watch it, but just because so many times Hollywood has taken a big steaming dump on my childhood, and I just wasn't prepared to let that happen again.
So none of you guys have echoes?
Nope.
I can't shout activation commands down the mic at you. Oh, no. Please don't ask her to do anything. She's listening. I just said her name.
It's actually not even Houston Airport. It's LaGuardia Airport. So it shows you all the people sharing it. You know, can't even recognize it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Criticize them for that, Carol, that they can't tell the difference. So all the people who are real airport nerds.
It's like, I think you'll find that's actually LaGuardia in it.
You will accidentally maybe make a mistake, or you will delete a file, or you will change some code, and you want to move back in time.
Yeah, or you've had a virus threat, for example, or someone's stolen your data.
Your house burns down, cat pukes on your discs, whatever.
Right.
That has never happened to me, that's why I would never mention it.
They recognised that they needed to keep really tight control of the fingerprints so that it's stored in a secure enclave on your typical iPhone, and with this new iPhone as well, it's storing that facial information on the device as well. So it's not something
I don't know why I do any research at all, really.
Yeah, why do you?
I don't know. I should just let Graham just do my whole story for me.
I'm just, well, I'm not trying to steal it.
I was just, no, it's fine. Go.
Oh, a little bit of tension.
Good.
They have made a candle which makes your home smell like a brand new Apple Mac.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh.
They say, with every whiff of our Inspire candle, you'll find strong notes of bergamot, lemon and tarragon. Scent profiles that clear your mind of clutter and stimulate creativity. A unique blend of bergamot and armoise with hints of lemon, tarragon, amber and musk create a fresh aroma that will liven up any home or office.
This is ridiculous. I don't think I can do this podcast anymore. Am I in your favourites list, maybe?
You are one of the people who I FaceTime most often.
No, I understand that, but there's this option, I think, to say this is a favourite person in FaceTime.
Oh.
And not a favourite, but
yeah,
one
I was about
of
to say,
favorites.
Hashtag awkward. No, you're not one of my favourites, Carol. Commissioner Gordon had the bat phone, right? He could do the bat signal. If the penguin was coming in and causing trouble, he knew he could get hold of Burt Ward and the other guy.
Adam West!
Adam West, sorry.
How did I not know Adam West?
How did I not that?
They're a Hong Kong-based maker of what they call wearable toys.
All right.
Okay.
They're also very fond of the term teledildonics, obviously. Who isn't? So they've admitted, well, what they call a minor bug in their Android app, which basically resulted in sound recordings being captured while the app was in use and stored on your phone's local storage.
So whoa.
And they were recording the sound.
Yeah, so this guy, some guy on basically on Reddit, where everything comes from, he was cleaning up his phone and he stumbled across this audio file that he hadn't expected to be there, and it turned out that it was a 6-minute recording of his session using the Lovence remote app.
No way.
6 minutes, eh? What is a hamburger? A hamburger is different from a beef burger, right? Because hams comes from pigs.
Yeah, that's not where the name comes from. It's Hamburg, the place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's nothing to do with hamburglers.
No. Sorry, would you consider yourself a privacy wonk?
Are you asking me or Peter?
Well, you, Graham, because you just
I think in some ways I am, yes, absolutely.
You just said it with disparagingly, and I was thinking, well, you're in that group, I think.
Oh, no, there's nothing. Don't be ashamed if you're wonking.
Nothing to hide, right?
I think we may have forgotten what it was like to be in the middle of the Cold War. I mean, I'm of an age.
Graham fought at the Bay of Pigs, man.
Maybe not Bay of Pigs.
Can you imagine?
But certainly in the early 1980s.
No, I can't. I just can't. Sorry.
With his little spectacles.
just amazed that you knew Robin, but not Batman.
Graham is an unusual beast.
And they can even determine whether you swiped left or whether you swiped right. Left, by the way, Vanya, is rejecting. And right means, oh yes, this is woman who could throw potato over house and would be good match. She would be able to pull plough through field. That's just a little stink pad. That had no computer power. You weren't controlling nuclear weapons from laptop, for old. If you're installing Angry Birds, maybe it's not that big a deal, is it? Sorry, do you understand? One petaflop. Petaflop is what I'm talking about.
Facebook still runs really slow.
It's because these days with domain names, you don't just have characters A to Z. You've got all those crazy, kooky other countries contributing.
I'm sorry, what?
Excusez-moi, monsieur.
Captain Kefe, edit that.
How are you going to listen to Smashing Security podcast while you're in the secure room?
Right, no. So I'm not going to say no speakers. My idea, it's ultrasonics, right? Get a chihuahua. Every office needs a chihuahua.
A little Maltese.
Or a lovely Maltese. I love Maltese. I love those.
A poobrador.
What's that?
It's the opposite of a labradoodle.
And it could pick up the high frequencies and go, yep, 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 yep.
Poobador could be pug in Labrador, actually.
That's a poor Labrador.
Poor pug.
I then deleted my Facebook account and then re-upped it in 2005 and have not been able to get off the stupid thing since. So I am a super...
So why can't you get off? What are your... You guys!
In fact, a US judge controversially ordered her to unlock an iPhone with her fingerprint. Now, the rule is, if you ever get caught by the authorities, by the feds...
Cut your thumbs off.
Yeah, cut your thumbs off quick.
Yeah, preemptively, just in case. Yes. You can never be too careful.
Bite it off with your teeth if you
have
to.
Bite it off and swallow those thumbs. Yep.
And then hope the fingerprint disappears before.
Oh, my goodness.
Hope you have strong stomach acid. That's right.
They went to his house, and they found a USB thumb drive hidden inside a box of tissues.
Are you sure it's the thumb drive that he was smelling? No offense, but he is a teen boy, right?
I wonder what that thumb drive's got on it in the box of tissues.
Because I understand spreadsheets a bit, but I'm no expert in all this stuff. Why are you guys giggling?
He's thinking it now. He's trying not to laugh.
Is this because of the term back-end guru?
Well, they also got hit in late July by a type of ransomware called BitPamer, also sometimes called FriedX. I don't know if it's called FriedX because what's the bacon joke? You've lost your bacon.
I don't know.
What's the phrase?
What?
Is there a bacon joke? Fried eggs and bacon. I don't know. So I'll let me say this again.
I just think if you're going to do jokes, Graham, you should just know the punchlines.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're literally halfway there.
I know, but it kind of matters. The last few steps, right?
Let me introduce to you my pick of the week, which is...
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry.
Graham, the book that you bought me called The Triceratops Who Loved Me has just been soaked.
I was always expecting that to be a book which might get slightly damp. I think you'll find it does have... It does have wiped out pages. But no, come on, what are you talking about?
No, I'm serious.
And so the phone does a very high-pitched squeak.
That you can't hear outside your hearing.
But if they're having a conversation with someone and asking them, when was the Battle of Hastings?
What?
It's not like they can say it in a really high-pitched tone, is it? It's not like they're a dolphin.
I mean, imagine, for example, ice road truckers, right? And you're trying to train them for their first journey out on the ice up north.
Yes.
You would have a nice calm scene as they're kind of simulating the drive along the mountain and suddenly hit them with a huge storm.
Here's Morgan. Here's Morgan's in the middle of the road. Will you avoid him or not? No, you're going to hit him. Oh, what a shame. Unfortunately, it turns out that the app has a vulnerability. Unfortunately, my wife is also now printing a document behind me. She's somewhere else in the house.
I was wondering what that sound was. Are you Xerox copying your butt right now? Or?
Are you paying attention to the podcast? Because this is business. It's not
the
time
app,
for
the app vulnerability was that printing is going to happen. Yeah. That's my guess.
So I don't know how many pages there are going to be.
Maybe it's a book. Read a few lines. Read a few lines.
Hey, what is this? Let me just find out how much she's actually printing, okay?
Now I'm done. I've said my stuff.
You're done. We're done. Close down the podcast. Turn off the internet.
This take is all the episodes off the internet.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to delete them off iTunes right now.